Lots of news to get to in the NFL. Lots of injury news, that is. So Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, he suffered what appears to be a season-ending right Achilles injury, but will undergo further testing for confirmation. This according to coach Kevin Stefanski, and this coming after the team lost 21-14 to the Bengals on Sunday.
Yeah,
it did not look good.
The slow-mo of it looked a lot like Aaron Rodgers did last year, where he kind of plants that back foot. All of a sudden, that heel hits the ground. Some guys have said that, you know, that I've known that have done this, it feels like your shoe came off. That's exactly what it looked like with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, an emotional scene with him down on the field. Look, man, he hasn't played very well for Cleveland this year. He played what was probably going to be his best game. I think his stat line when he finished this year was like 15 of 17 or something like that. He was actually playing pretty well and goes down. DTR gets put in, Jameis Winston gets put in, and nonetheless, looks like the season's over for him.
Yeah, the worst trade and contract in NFL history continues to look worse. I mean, I know that it's an injury, but that's the reality of the situation, is that's accounted. That's part of it. That's how you look at it. It was odd to me that the day they bumped Jameis from second to third on the chart as far as how they were gonna have those guys come out, this happens. It was just weird. It's just weird how it all played out.
Weird day. On to the Commanders. Well, they don't know yet if quarterback Jaden Daniels will miss any time. He suffered a rib injury in their win over Carolina. Atlanta connections in that one, with, of course, Dan Quinn being the head coach. And then in comes Marcus Mariota, tossing a touchdown or two in this one to help seal the victory for them. So hopefully they'll get some good news on Jaden Daniels, though, because he's been a lot of fun to watch.
I found myself kind of happy for Marcus Mariota in this instance. I don't know why. Obviously the legend has been written here about him, but I do feel a certain way, Tiff, that I feel like he did quit on his team a couple of years ago, and that's kind of tough for me to stomach, although I agree with you. I think he's probably a pretty good dude. But him kind of getting these chances to be a backup, then coming in and actually playing well in a reserve role, I think, honestly, the bigger story of this game is probably what the opposing team looked like in Carolina, because it's no bueno when you talk about that team right now.
Yeah, it's the Andy Dalton effect is now worn off.
Woo.
And it's back to, now it's kind of the pumpkin. He's turning into a pumpkin, and I don't mean that because they have similar hair colors. It's just kind of the way it goes. And the Jaden Daniels thing I hate, because now there's a chance we don't get to see Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams next week at 4:25, and I think that is a matchup we're all looking forward to seeing. So I kind of hate that. Hopefully he is
the. It's the matchup the football world wants. Oh no! Okay, no,
thanks, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I think the football world wants the Falcons in Tampa Bay at 1 o'clock on Sunday. That's what the football world really wants.
A lot of backups got time yesterday, and then I guess you can't say if he was a backup or not. But he was at a time. I'm talking about Russell Wilson with the Steelers now, because he gets in Sunday night football.
It's hard to be a backup when you never name a starter, Tiff.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was going back and forth, right? But how did, Mike Tomlin kind of did they were talking about it, a good job managing this whole thing. But anyway, Pittsburgh Steelers, they win 37-15 over the New York Jets on Sunday night football, with Russell Wilson throwing for two touchdowns, and he also ran for another.
I'll be honest, watching this game, first of all, I'm a massive Mike Tomlin fan. I know that, like, he has his ups and downs as a head coach. I'm sure that Pittsburgh fans at times want him out, want him in, want him in the Hall of Fame, whatever it is. I love the way he handled this situation. He's very matter of fact. And I'll be honest, I looked at this game last night and I thought, man, what a missed opportunity the Falcons had in week one to be able to go out and do some things and beat this Pittsburgh team that was not playing well. And now, with Mr. Dangerous starting at quarterback, they looked pretty freaking good last night at times.
He prefers to go by Mr. Unlimited. And he did look pretty good last night. They looked good. George Pickens had a nice night, 111 yards and a touchdown. The seven games they've thrown for more than 200 yards in three of them, Russell Wilson now owns one of them. So,
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, thank you, Russ.
A couple more things to get to, but I do want to highlight Ricky Pearsall, the rookie, getting in his first NFL game. I think it was 50 days after being shot in an attempted robbery. So he made his 49ers debut. So that was incredible there for them.
Yeah, good for Ricky Pearsall. Guess what? His targets are about to go up, because it looks like Brandon Ayuk tore his ACL yesterday.
That was the other news.
That's what they fear. a rough game for the Niners. But if you went with Squid's picks, you know that Andy Reid is now 22-4 coming off bye weeks. He was 21-4 going into yesterday. They go into San Francisco, get the job. Brock Purdy's not his best game, but then again, that team, McCaffrey down. Now Ayuk is down.
Debo went out in that game for a period of time. I'm pretty sure he didn't come back in.
So he's been banged up. It is one of those lost seasons, it feels like, for San Francisco because of the injuries. But they hung in there for a little bit.
I'm not ready to say it's
there for a second.
I think if you can get Christian McCaffrey back and you can get kind of Ricky Pearsall involved, I still think you have some nice pieces to be able to get some things done.
Go to that first part.
If you can get Christian McCaffrey back.
Yeah. Do you realistically think there's even a chance?
I don't know.
I don't know anymore either.
I honestly have no idea because
like
it seems
one
like
off the grid.
If it was just the tendonitis that we would have probably been seeing him or at least seeing him getting close at this point.
A couple more injuries to get to. Raiders, their quarterback, O'Connell, he has a broken thumb, so in came Gardner Minshew. And then you had Brian Daboll making the QB switch to try to give the Giants a spark in what amounted to a loss to the Eagles. So Daniel Jones was pulled in that one, and he came out and said, yeah, he wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, that's a tumultuous. That looks like a tumultuous relationship anyways, and one that's probably coming to an end soon.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a number of different backup quarterbacks. How about Michael Penix making his first throw yesterday as well? So
you know what's funny? Jace McClellan, first action, and he got like 5 or 6 carries.
Yeah.
No one. I don't know if anyone spoke to him. You look over at Michael Penix. He threw one pass, and it was just like a gaggle of people around
him. Casey Washington got some burn as well.
How about Casey Washington with a little turn up field?
Dog.
It's my dude right there.